We'd like to welcome you to the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align. I'm your host, Amber, and I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Let's take a deeper dive into what it means to be heart leaders. The Heart Leader Podcast starts now. Hi, and welcome to the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align. I am your host, Amber, and I am here today with co-host Austin as we kick off a new month and a new topic. This month, we are focused on that fun, amazing attribute of creativity and sparking that creativity within us so that we can really expand our conscious awareness. And I know sometimes we're not setting out to be creative so that we can expand our conscious awareness, or that we're even aware that we're expanding our conscious awareness. But that is a huge part of the creative flow. And so we really want to kind of talk about that and how creativity can really build out business, can build out personal relationships, can kind of connect us so deep within that it helps us discover new parts of ourselves. And so we're just going to dive right into this discussion because creativity is a huge attribute that I connect with. And I know it's a huge one for you too, Austin, because you have that music creativity aspect of you. And when I first met you, one of the things I learned about you was that you had put out your own album. Like, you got signed as a recording artist and put out an album. But there were things that went along with being a recording artist that you were like, I'm not sure if that part is part of me. So when we're talking about creativity, can you talk about that journey for you? Because we've heard about your golfer aspects of who you are, the business aspects of who you are. But I'm not sure that everyone knows about that creative aspect of who you are.
Yeah. Well, first off, we have to do a little shout out to Greg Kimball.
Oh, yeah.
Kimball. Yes. Yeah. Keep Music Going, KMG Studios. He was a former guest, a brother. And so, thanks to him, I really got to explore my creativity and really learn about a side of me that I suppressed for a long time. I started doing music a little bit in high school. And I went to a little bit in college in the beginning, and some shenanigans happened, and I got a little bit embarrassed, to be honest. I kind of got made fun of for it and things like that, and so I took it a little too personal. I was just immature, didn't know any different at that point, and still needed to develop a thicker skin for sure, and so it was really nice. Once I had my back injury with golf, I didn't have any other, my identity, we had talked about this, my identity was so locked in golf. And so when that was perceived to be pulled away from me, I was like, what else can I do? I'm bedridden here with a back injury. I can't really move. There's not much I can do. At that point, Netflix wasn't that expansive, this was back in 2010, 2011, right? Yeah. And so, I kind of got a piano and just started playing and just kind of watching some YouTube videos and taught myself how to play and started writing my own music. And that kind of somehow led me to connect with Greg. And, Greg genuinely connected with my music, which was nice. I just wasn't sure based on what had happened previously if I was setting myself up to be made fun of again, or, because it is so vulnerable. When we are creative, we forget that that's actually us expressing ourselves. And so it is us being vulnerable. whether that is music or cooking or art. I mean, it is expressiveness. It's art, us taking our heart and placing it out externally for someone else to experience. And so, looking back, I didn't ever view it in that way. But now, being able to reflect, it really is a very vulnerable experience.
Yeah, you're gifting a part of yourself. And so you have to be ready for
Yeah.
that. But Greg connected with it.
He did.
And all it does, it takes, even if nobody connects with it, can you be okay
Yeah.
just sharing that part of yourself out? Because it might not be immediate. Look at some of the most famous artists, like painters and artists in the world. It wasn't until they were gone that people really started to connect with their work because they were that far ahead of their time. And so, can we be okay sharing that aspect of our soul, knowing that it might not be appreciated for generations or ever, but that's okay because it's just us expressing who we are.
Right.
But in your case, you did have someone who appreciated it, and you created an album.
Yeah, which was a beautiful experience. I mean, he, at that point, I really struggled with confidence, and Greg really helped me out to understand how to build confidence. I mean, I saw Greg is, as you know, I mean, just crazy talented with anything, I mean, pretty much with anything. He's just really good at a lot of things, but he happens to be exceptional at singing and music and anything that has to do with music, whether it's recording, mixing, mastering, harmonies, his singing 5 octaves. It's crazy. And so when I'm listening to him and then he turns around and tells me that, I have potential, it's like it was actually hard to hear. So it was a good experience to break through and find confidence in myself and something other than golf. And start to recognize that my identity is not just tied to one thing. And so I feel like he did a really good job of helping me through and kind of separate myself. And but truly what he was doing was helping me understand myself. And through the process, it was amazing, just through the album, initially with the songs I wrote in the beginning, towards the songs I wrote at the end, writing, co-writing songs with him, I found a lot of maturity. I got to find my voice. I got to find out what I actually desired to express. And at first, it was very much, well, what does everyone else want to see me as? And by the end, it turned out as, well, that's not what I want to do this for. I don't, what is it that I desire to share, regardless of what, whether it's views or, because, Facebook was starting to pick up, YouTube was really starting to pick up, singers and songwriters were being found on YouTube. And so there's kind of, it was kind of the start of this whole, click approach of like, wanting to find it in that way versus the typical going into the store and, buying a CD kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, not getting caught into that and really kind of saying, well, what does this mean for me?
And so through the creative process, it really drove you more internally to start asking yourself those questions.
Right.
Because it can be so easy to say, okay, what does the external desire of me in this creative process and this creative flow. Who am I creating for?
Right.
That's an underlying question. Who am I truly creating for? And sometimes it might be the external, but if it's coming through your soul, then it will always have to be you as well. You cannot, from my perspective, you cannot separate yourself from the creative process. So yes, you might be creating for the external, but you will always be creating for yourself through the process. And so how do you separate that if you are also creating for the external, if it's something that you don't align with or agree with, or can you? And so you have to ask yourself that question. And I know we've talked about the fact that you had to get to that point. And as we listen to your album today, which is still amazing, there's one song on there called Wanted that you can just feel your soul coming through and the truth in that for you in that moment. And to this very day, it brings tears to my eyes to, in this very moment, it brings tears to my eyes to feel what you were feeling. That was the most vulnerable, transparent song on that entire album, because it was truth for you and you created from that space of truth. And to me, that is creation. It's like, here is my moment in time, my slice of truth, my soul bared to you. Now, it may be different 5 years from now, but that was my truth in that time. And I'm willing to show you. And it also gives you a point of reference. You look back and we look back at that album and you're like, I remember that whole experience and I remember the journey that I was on through that whole experience.
Right. It's a great point. I mean, without that, I don't know if I, you know, a couple of Facebook pictures doesn't really share the truth of what I was experiencing during that time of my life. And so I am fortunate that I actually do have a way to access those feelings and those emotions through recording music, and even now be able to go back and say, you know, those, everything I was feeling during that time helped shape me to where I am today. And, you know, what was I feeling at that point that I may still actually have as part of me right now that I need to release and let go? So it's a great reminder. And what parts of it are core to who I am, that, you know, even that wanted song, you know, at that time, the main chorus is, you know, I want to feel like I'm wanted. And so much of my life, I just wanted to feel wanted and accepted and loved, you know, and looking back, you know, I, as you know, I have such amazing parents who do love and care for me. And I've been so fortunate to have so many people, friends and family around me who do care for me and love me. And so the fact that I still felt like I wanted to be wanted was, you know, that's, it's definitely interesting to be, to reflect on that. And I feel grateful I'm at a point where that's not where I'm at, you know, and it's so easy at, especially at a young age and growing up, right when social media was starting and all that kind of stuff, where so much of the validation of self was determined by the external and how sucked into that I was getting at that point. And so it was definitely the most vulnerable I had ever been. And it's beautiful now to say that I've come through that, but I can still appreciate the song. I can still appreciate the feeling and the emotionality behind it. So yeah.
Yeah. And to give that part of yourself so that others who were feeling the same way.
Right.
Had a voice that maybe they couldn't express, but could feel connected to.
It's a good point. It's probably the only song, now that you say that, it's probably the only song on the entire album where I didn't think, what is everyone else going to think of this? And so, yeah, it's a really interesting point.
Yeah. And I would say, having consumed the entire album, the others are fun and they're poppy. And they would be something you would play at a party, a college party or something like that. But that's the one that you could play on repeat and you could feel, and you would likely sit in your room and just be like, yes, yes, I felt that. Yes, I'm feeling that now, you know, and it could help you navigate through that feeling that you may have. Because as we always say, you can't get over it. You have to get through it. And sometimes you need something to help you navigate through the feeling until you just don't have that feeling anymore. You've navigated through it.
Yeah.
And that creative spark you had, that willingness to be vulnerable and say, okay, this is what I'm feeling until I don't feel it anymore, could help someone else get through it until they don't feel it anymore.
I appreciate that perspective.
And to me, that's what creativity is. It's our willingness to say, here's how I'm navigating through whatever this is, whether it's we need to have that creative spark to build a project, right? Or we need to express our soul through music, through cooking, through whatever medium it is. Heck, for me, cleaning is a creative expression. Cleaning is so vital to my soul. It's when I am in a clean space, I feel expansive. And I feel, as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, my actual consciousness expand, my energy expand. I can think better. I feel better. I can consume information better in a clean, well-organized space. And so the actual act of cleaning is a creative process for me. And for many people, that doesn't make sense. And that's okay because we all have our own unique creative flows. But when I can organize the spice cabinet and get it in like perfect little rows, and they have like all the cardamom is over here, and all of the cinnamon is over here, and all the oregano is over here, I'm like the happiest person in the world because it's like a perfect painting. All the colors are organized, all the spices are exactly where we need it to be. Of course, a week and a half later, it's a hot mess. But that's okay because then it gives me the opportunity to do it all over again. And it just is that creative flow for us where you on the computer, you have this creative genius that flows through you that helps put together these podcasts, that organizes all of our web pages, that really has been the catalyst behind anything digitally that anyone will see for Suivera. So where I might have a canvas that's an actual painting canvas, you have the canvas of the internet. And so let's talk about the differences in that creative flow.
In medium.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, what the beauty of creativity is that, much like us, it's infinite and expansive, however that we approach it. And so, the medium, how we choose to be creative, could be personal, but I don't know if it's defining.
Agreed. Exactly.
It's, I don't want to say it's irrelevant because that's not, I don't believe that is a full, like, it's, however, I don't choose to use Canvas, for example, as my creative approach. It's because I get too stuck on the fact that I am not making much more than stick figures, and that's just not my, I'm
Highlight.
not, yeah. And, but at the same time, it could also be my greatest teacher. How do I get out of my own way to be okay with just doing stick figures? That's not my, I didn't come onto this planet to be a Monet or to, that's, I just don't have that. That's not where my talent lies. And that's okay. I don't need to be a Monet. Monet was meant to be Monet, and that's beautiful. And there's other amazing artists. Just my lack of knowledge in that arena is,
That's okay.
is limited. So
Picasso, you got
Picasso's,
somebody.
all of those,
Yeah.
yes. But my point being is that, it's, I do tend to stay away from something like a canvas, although we have some fun here and there doing some oil paintings, and I can do some naturescapes, and that's a little bit easier than like a stick, but when it comes to people or animals, it's a stick cat or a stick person or a stick dog. That's all I got. So it's a great way to kind of get out of get it, and be like, okay, well, it doesn't have to be the best thing that's ever been produced on paint, on canvas. It can just be an expression. It can be fun. I could have some laughter, laugh at myself, get out of my own way, get rid of the ego in this, and just enjoy the fact that maybe you and I were painting, and then I can revel in the amazing paint that you create, which is beautiful landscape or beautiful sacred geometry or beautiful blend of both, because in the end, that's what nature is. But so therefore, that creativity is not necessarily about the platform, and so that's why I don't like to say it's irrelevant, because that's not truth. But can it be flexible, or can it be open? Can it be ever changing, just as we are? And I'd say yes, especially if we're willing to get out of our comfort zone. Because maybe my creativity might be in music, or might be on the golf course, for example, or might be, building a website, those kind of things. I enjoy those factors or those mediums of creativity. But can I get out of my own way, like when we go dancing, or when we paint together? These are other forms of creativity that we can explore, that are out of the comfort zone, that help us shape and understand ourselves in different mediums.
Yes. And that to me is key. It's the willingness to get a little bit out of a comfort zone to explore new avenues of creativity. Because when we do, it opens up a new level of awareness of ourselves. Like you going into music, something you had interest in, but you pushed that level of comfort for yourself because you made that album and then you realized in order to take that album any further, you had to go on tour. You had to be willing to be on stage in front of a lot of people and do all the other things, photo shoots, all of these things. And you were like, eh, that's not in alignment with me. You did one photo shoot and you were done. But you pushed your comfort zone to realize what was in alignment with you, what actually fit what you desired to do in life. You learned so much from the experience, and you learned that it was not what you desired to do in life. And so, where so many people would have said, I'm going to fit my foot into that slipper, even though I'm not a Cinderella, because I want that life. You were like, no, it's a great opportunity. And I'm so grateful to those who signed me. But what I've learned about myself is that life is not for me.
Right. It's so beautifully said. And the funny part about it all is what I gained from that experience is far more than I ever could have imagined. Part of me at first, I was like, well, when I did realize that I didn't want to be center of attention, I didn't want to be on stage, it's like maybe I probably should have figured that out before I started that process,
Or I went and made an
before I
album
learned
and they
all that.
signed
And
it, yeah.
but to be honest, the tools I learned, I mean, what Greg taught me on how to actually create a song, how to build a song, how to actually you do it on Pro Tools, like on the computer, that helped us be able to start doing what we're doing today. I wouldn't know how to use, music editing and video editing were so close that I was able to pick it up far quicker and help us get started with all of our videos, in May of 2020, just 2 years ago. And that just jump started and helped us shape a community of over 1 million people now. So there's no way I would have known that, like a decade later, how that would help me. But skills aside, which skills are very important, the relationship that I gained, from being a brother, and connecting, individuals through that process. I mean, Greg is now married to his wife, Kayla, and they have a baby now. And I was best man at their wedding, and all those memories, those are priceless. So had I gotten in my own way by just simply being, oh, I know I don't want to be center of attention, and I'm not going to go through this path, I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah,
And
Greg
so,
wouldn't have met Kayla because
maybe
Kayla
not,
was your friend
right?
and you introduced them.
Right.
And so a whole lot of things would have been potentially very different. had you not explored your creative spark and draw.
And so we just don't know. Now, I do think that Greg and Kayla are so meant for each other. So if it wasn't for me, I have no doubt they would have met each other in some way, shape, or form. And I'm just grateful that I got to be a part of their journey in this way. Because I don't want it to make it out that it was all because of me in any way, shape, or form, because that's not truth. But I think it's an opportunity for us to recognize that when we do shape our creativity and we do get out of our comfort zone, that we do have an impact. Just as much as we have an impact by not doing it. And so the question is, can we find the confidence in ourselves to make an impact that not just benefit ourselves, but benefit those around us? And can we expand upon that? You know, had I not, I would have missed out on a lot in my life. And I've not gained the skills, would not have the relationships. You know, much of just by doing that, it did shape a large portion of my life, which is an aspect today. So I don't know how much my life would be different. And so it is amazing that we make these choices and we experience these things, and it's our opportunity to recognize the beauty in them, even when there is the discomfort or when there is the things that, you know, maybe, hey, that's just not what I was meant to be. And that's okay, but it did help me shape who I am today, and I'm very happy with where I am today.
And I've found that when I start talking about creativity, everyone immediately sparks to, oh, painting or dancing or singing, which are beautiful forms of creativity. But there are so many forms of creativity. We don't simply have to stick to the performing arts or those artistic mediums. Again, going back to, creative writing. You can write and be highly creative in writing. Technology now has opened this huge door to ways in which we can create with images and so many forms. So it isn't as though creativity now is limited to any one flow. There are so many forms and so many ways to be creative. But what creativity can do is shape our lives. It can move us through things. So if we're stuck on a project that we're working on through Suivera, it's helpful sometimes to turn to one of those creative things that can spark our intellect in a different way, help us see things from a different perspective. So even if what you're doing is creative, like building a website, that's a creative flow for you. But if you're stuck in that, if that creative flow is not coming, then we can shift to a different creative medium that sparks a different creative mindset for you. And then come back to what you were doing with building the website, and you have a whole different perspective on it because you've sparked a different creative mindset through the other creative medium that you chose that now causes you to see it totally differently or come at it with new ideas. And so that's why it's important in the tool that we're using, the creative workbook that we're creating for the tool this month is all about understanding the different types of creativity that you enjoy, the different ways that you're creative, so that you can pivot like that and be, okay, so I'm having writer's block here, and I really would like to get this post out that needs to go out. Maybe you create social content. So what is something that you really enjoy doing? Yoga is a creative process. It's a creative flow. Maybe you need to stop and do 15 minutes of yoga in order to clear and reset everything and then go back. And that block may be cleared. So helpful.
I love that. Yeah, that's beautiful. I really like how you're positioning creativity as a trigger for inspiration. And that's really what it is. And maybe this could, one of the things I really kind of wanted to dive into with you in this discussion today was really about the spirituality behind creativity. And so I feel like what you're saying is us tapping into that. And I think being able to kind of have an open discussion about that today can help people understand why something like that, even though it may come out in a different form, like, oh, well, maybe I need to go sketch for a couple minutes, or maybe I need to go journal, or maybe I need to go shoot some hoops or something in the backyard. Whatever it is, I mean, there's so many different ways to be creative, but why that's a trigger. And I want to dive into the depths of it. And that to me is the spirituality of creativity.
I love it. So, part of what happens, even in our creative flow, right? We may love something and creativity flows out through our heart, right? Because it's part of our passion. And I watch you do this. You are so passionate about building all of the amazing resources that we have for Suivera. And you're moving photos and images and everything around to create this open look and feel. But suddenly, thought kicks in. And our brains just start going, okay, but I'm thinking ahead and I'm in the future. And a stop just starts to happen. Because now we've moved from that spiritual connection we have through our heart that was just this flow of the soul, the flow of connection to the passion that we have that was coming through to almost not that thought isn't present, because as we say, where heart and mind align, we need to be thinking, but not thinking forward. So much so that it stops the progress of where we're going. Being present in the moment of creativity, because that's the flow. Now, once the flow is out, then we need to move pieces and parts around. That's going to happen in any process. But it's that flow that is doing the creation. And so the moment that stops, and athletes talk about it, being in the zone, right? You hear about it all the time. They don't even realize what's happening around them because they are so focused and it's flowing through them so much that everything else just disappears. And that's that creative zone, that creative flow, that spiritual moment where you are so connected to everything that's happening that that's all there is. You are one with it. And so the moment that that thought is the only thing that takes over and you're disconnected, then switching to another creative process, going and shooting hoops or doing what else, that gets you in the flow of that and gets you back out of your brain again, gets you back into aligning that heart and that mind, and you're back in rhythm, you're back in sync. And so you're back in harmony with your spirit. And you can come back to that moment in that flow. And it's almost like plugging back into the outlet, right? It's like, oh, okay, I'm here again. That heart-centered soul level connection has returned. And we call it inspiration and intuition, right? So not only am I inspired, I have that intuitive insight, that knowing. Without knowing why, just knowing and trusting. And we have this mantra that you and I use all the time, trust and allow. Just trust and allow, because ultimately you can change it after. It's not like it's carved in stone. Choice is an ever present thing. If I don't like what I created now, I can choose to create something different next time. But just let it flow. And so the spiritual aspect of that is in the trusting, the surrendering, the allowing, and the knowing that we can always choose to change it later.
I love that. So that really is about being present. Because if
Always.
there's so much knowing that we can change it, then the only reason why we would want to go into the future with our thoughts is typically be to be adverse to fear. right? We want to create a situation where we're not feeling fear. So we go into the future to kind of place ourselves in there to feel it, to be like, well, I don't want to do that. So it's like that short-term feeling of it to say, well, how do I get around that? Or how do I not get to that point? But true surrender, true knowing is absent of that. It is, as you said, trust. It is fully being present. And I love that. That was a beautiful discussion. Yeah. And just answer just what you just said. That was amazing. It was, and I love that you brought up the zone, because I don't know how many people connect that is creativity in action. Because it's sports, usually. Oftentimes, sports isn't viewed as creative. Unless you're an athlete, then you do hear people say within it, like, oh, you know, that was a creative shot, or that wasn't a creative approach. But outside of sports, you just don't hear it very often. And so it is neat. I'm glad that you pulled that together. Because whether we are in sports or not, the zone is relevant. It is so much of what we're doing when we are, whenever we've been exponentially great at something, regardless of what our talent or area of talent is, to me, that is the zone. It doesn't have to be just sports. There's so many ways that that can be expressed. And so for me, I find that there's so much, as you're talking about the heart, it's our connection to our soul, and our soul is connected to all things. And so for me, when we are being creative, I feel like it's an aspect of us choosing to be a creator, our divine creator self. And so it's us being able to access our divine selves, our God selves, our expression of the most perfect, beautiful aspect that we could ever be, you know, that unique expression of God. I mean, that's such a beautiful, you know, honestly, I'm kind of shaking at words here, because there aren't words to that type of beauty when people fully trust in who they are. That's also, to me, that's trusting in the divine. That's trusting in themselves. That is accessing the highest form of spirituality. And so when we can get out of our own way and let our mind and body become tools for our soul in that approach, then that's when we are our creative selves, our creator selves.
Exactly. Whether we realize it or not, life, our life, is our greatest creation.
Yeah.
We are creating our experience in every moment of every day.
Yes.
Every single moment. So we can talk about the sub-creative processes that we're doing, which I say sub because they're like the experiences within the life experience as a whole.
Yeah.
Right? But every choice we make is a creation that creates our life experience. So us choosing to be right here, right now, making this podcast is what created the experience that we're having in making this podcast. And so if we had made a different choice, we'd be having a different experience. Therefore, we created this experience. So we had a creative process that led us here. So when we start to think about that, talk about baking a noodle, right? It's like the whole Matrix scene where the Oracle asks Neo, if I hadn't mentioned you breaking that, would you have broken it, right? But it is that kind of a level where if we start to think about how every choice creates every experience, then we start to realize how much of a creation we are in motion and how important the creative process is. And then that, talk about expanding consciousness. Consciousness is just our awareness of everything we're creating. And so The more we become consciously aware of our creations, every one of them, the more we become aware of what we're doing and how we're living our lives. And it's just amazing. Then we become the artists of our entire life.
I love it. All right. So the greatest tool of creativity is choice.
Yes.
So we're always creating, just a matter of how consciously aware of that creativity that we are. Yes. And that it doesn't have to be one aspect of our life or separated aspects of our lives. And we can recognize that we are the common denominator in everything that we do, and that our creativity breathes life into all of our choices, then that's us recognizing our divine selves.
When we start talking about, oh, that was a creative solution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every solution's creative. It's just how are we executing mm-hmm. and to what degree? Mm-hmm. And then we can also look at our lives when we talk about mediums and being creative with technology and having a canvas versus music. If we pull up and look at our lives, we also have different mediums of creativity in our lives. Our career, our family, our community, internally, our own person. So those are all of our mediums for creativity on the greater scale of life. So, you know, every layer is just a different, we can pull up and pull up to continue to see the blades of grass or the forest or the entire jungle, or, you know, just keep expanding and looking at things in very different ways to see the grander and grander picture. But all of it is creation, which means all of it is creativity, because you have to be creative to have a creation.
Right. Makes so much sense. And even the earth is a creative canvas for our soul through the human experience. So we can kind of just keep going up and up and up and
mm-hmm.
start to recognize that. I love this. And that really, again, to me, keeps, we always like to talk about, you know, as humans, we like to talk about the symptoms, if you will.
Yes.
You know? But how do we get to the source? How do we get to the root?
Yes.
And to me, all these are beautiful. I mean, fortunately, when it comes to creativity, the symptoms are beautiful and amazing. Yeah. And they've shaped human history for thousands of years. But the real root of it is that divine connection, that creator soul self.
Yeah.
In service of others while being in service of self. And that's like, I desire everyone else to be creative because I desire to see God in all things expressing God's creative self. And that's also what I desire for myself. So that I can express myself and then I can witness God and everything around me. I mean, that's such a beautiful, what's more beautiful than that?
And I can say one of the first questions that I personally get asked when I start talking about, well, we can all create whatever we desire, is, well, what about the people who desire to create war? How is that a creative process brought through by God? How would you answer?
This would have to go into a macro conversation. And the fact that, you know, this is just one perspective. But I would feel that in every given moment, every person is doing the best that they know how based on the awareness that they have? Is that the best that they could be? Probably not. So they were feeling the best that they could be or experiencing their greatest potential. Would they need to wage war? No. Usually it's stemming from something, a deep, deep, unresolved struggle, fear, something like that. And our society is not set up. We can have people who can speak multiple languages or can do incredible math problems. But those same individuals in our society, no matter what you can do, if we don't know how to manage our emotions or heal our traumas or effectively express who we are through communication, or take the time to listen to others in their communication, then honestly, none of that other stuff matters. And so we talk about creativity as an aspect of love. Oftentimes when people are seeking to create something like war, it is stemming from a spectrum of love. Maybe it's because they feel like they were wanted. You know, they wanted to be wanted. They wanted to feel love. And instead, they weren't able to figure out how to do that, so they desired to create control, because that was the only form of perceived love that they could understand. And as a whole, as a collective species of humans, well, what's the greater lesson that we can learn? If we do see that war is being created, is there a way that we as a whole can say, that's not the type of creativity we as a collective society desire to create? What can we learn from this, and how can we not do this again? Just like we would on an individual basis, how many choices have we made where we waged war on some version of ourselves or some form of ourselves or something that we were doing that was not in alignment with who we are? When there is disharmony within ourselves, there's going to be disharmony outside of self. That's going to happen on an individual and collective basis. And until we take the time to go within and see that within ourselves, then we're just going to be continuing to live this external, outside-to-in approach that is dominated by control, fear, loneliness, and hate. But the reality is those are on the spectrum of love. All those can't exist without love, but love can absolutely exist without those.
Answer from my perspective.
Sorry, it's long and probably multiple puzzles in that, but it wasn't an easy question.
No, and it's not an easy one to answer, and that's why I always welcome it. Mm-hmm. Because there is no easy response. And in hearing what you said, to me, it's almost like as we're talking about these tools, right, that kind of crack open the heart and make it wider, what we would call open the frequency to receive that God consciousness, God awareness, just our connection, our individual connection to source, to God, to Allah, to whatever it is that the belief system is that connects us to the divine. You know, there is an opening of the channel. It's almost like it can shrink to where there's just a little trickle that gets in, or it can be very widened like a river, right? And so it's almost how much does an individual that is choosing that as their creation, how wide is that? Has it shrunk to where there's very little getting in because of the experiences of their life, the journey of their soul, who knows what has led them there, that has not afforded them the opportunities to have that wider awareness or connection to feel that love that you're talking about, and has maybe gotten them to that state where that is a choice they would make, because that is the awareness, or as you said, they're doing the best that they know how from where they are on their journey. And so is it God coming through them that's making that choice, or is it the lack of God coming through them that is making that choice? That's really what I sit with personally and ask myself as someone who seeks to understand from the quantum perspective how energy plays a part in our form, in the energetic synapse in our body, and even in our ability to make choices. So that's really where I come in from.
I love it. It's beautiful. And I know we're both speaking from a place where neither of us have been to war.
Yeah.
We're blessed that we haven't had to experience that. It's sad enough to see it on TV, but really fortunate that we are not. So, you know, of course, our hearts go out to everyone who's experiencing that right now and everyone who has fought for a lot of the things that we get to enjoy right now. So I want to make sure that that's on the table when we're talking about such a difficult conversation. But you're right, at least for me, in my perspective, as I really align with what you're saying.
Anything we talk about right now is all not from experience. So we're talking about it from an observational standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I love what you're saying. When what is it showing us when that, you know, when an action is taking place, what is that showing? You know, it's so easy to want to condemn the individual who's doing the action or the individuals who are doing the action. But then the reality is we need to step back as a society and say, well, what are we creating in our society that is really would even, I don't know if the right term is allow or enable or
create a circumstance.
Produce the circumstance where that would occur. You know, if we did focus on love, connection, unity, oneness, seeing each other through, you know, empathy, compassion, and we did embrace our creative nature and our divine selves within and saw that within everyone, would war even be an option? It's a good question to ask. And humanity hasn't been in a place where that's been the case. Yet humanity continues to go back and back into the old habits. And so maybe these things keep occurring just like they do in our individual lives. Well, we keep experiencing the same things over and over because they're meant to be a lesson to show us we don't have to keep doing that. There is another way. And so maybe, you know, wars throughout human history have been that opportunity for us to recognize that that no longer serves us. It never does. So why do we keep choosing it? And why aren't we recognizing that there is another way?
And to me, it's amazing how many we enjoy TV shows sometimes. And we've noticed a theme even in TV shows where it's like humanity reflecting back to itself the possibility of what could happen if we continue down the trajectory that we're on. So even in our creative process of creating movies and television, there are many who are attempting to reflect back. Like, we see the trajectory, the potential trajectory. Can we choose something different? Coming back to choice in creation. Can we choose something different now that will prevent a potential trajectory that might look like this? And so even the collective consciousness of humanity is saying, we potentially see where this could lead. And we see that there's a different solution. Can we come together for a different solution through mediums that reach a very large audience? So to me, the creative component I'm witnessing is in motion. And I am so grateful for that. So,
well said, my love.
Anything else around creativity that you are just dying to share outside of the tool? And we can kind of just summarize that very quickly. Maybe you can share where folks can get the tool.
Yeah, on the Heart Leader Toolbox. It's fortunately, it's a free resource hub with all of our stuff, all of our podcasts, all of our monthly tools, updated every week, and every week with a podcast, and every month with a new tool. When it comes to just creativity, I say, let's all just continue to choose to create by leading through love and with love. Let's all be those heart leaders and show another way, one that is united, one that is connected, one that fuels creativity with love.
Create the life you desire from your heart.
Yes.
And that Heart Leader Toolbox they can
Yes.
find on suivera.org.
Correct. Suivera.org, in any description of our podcast on all the major podcast platforms and YouTube and our website, suivera.org, for sure.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you for another amazing discussion.
Well, thank you. We got into some good topics here, and of course, these are perspectives. These are us talking real time, and oftentimes it is. Sometimes we need to hear ourselves say these things out loud so we can continue to form our thoughts and perspectives. And so we definitely, I appreciate you sharing yours, because every time you do, it always helps me understand at a deeper level. And I just should anyone who's listening or watching desire to share theirs, we are open and we desire to hear. Yeah, so we can continue to grow as well. That's why we're doing this.
So it goes. I mean,
Yeah.
pretty much this is just us recording the conversations that we have on this call and the
Yes.
days that we chat. So
Yes.
yeah, if anyone would like to kind of virtually join in on these discussions and share with us, we would absolutely welcome it. And actually, folks, we are going to start opening up some Facebook Live meditations here coming up soon, where Austin and I will be hosting some heart leader based meditations and even some discussions. So keep on the lookout for those. And once again, we have the tool for this month, which is the Creativity Workbook that is available on the Heart Leader Toolbox, which you'll be able to find in the link down below. We'd also like to remind you, if you know an amazing heart leader in your community and you feel like they would be a wonderful guest on the show, please venture over to the Heart Leader Podcast website and submit them. We would love to talk with them. Until next time, I am your host, Amber, and this is co-host Austin, and we look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
You've been listening to the Heart Leader Podcast with your host, Amber, where heart and mind align. Tune in weekly on transformationtalkradio.com as we take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. Ready to take the next step? Join us and over 1 million people worldwide who've united in creating this global movement of love. Become a heart leader for today and tomorrow. Learn more and connect with us at suivera.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.